why data center inference is likely to remain mainstream as local AI advances. Local AI will play an important role in privacy, offline operation, and immediate responses, but data centers are likely to remain central to top performance and large-scale processing. The key reasons are the shifting performance frontier, batching and high accelerator utilization, data center hardware, and increasingly complex agent tasks. The ability to use open-weight models and the ability to run them efficiently on personal devices are two different things. Even if future laptops can run today's best models, data center models at that time may offer higher performance and the ability to handle longer tasks. Data centers can dynamically batch multiple requests and share accelerators, achieving higher throughput and utilization than personal hardware. The cost of local inference must account not only for the GPU purchase price, but also for depreciation, electricity, cooling, maintenance, and low utilization. The actual market is likely to resemble a hybrid architecture that connects local and cloud environments for different tasks, rather than one in which either local or cloud disappears. As open-weight models and small language models advance rapidly, predictions that all AI will eventually run on PCs or smartphones continue to surface. Local execution has clear advantages. It reduces API fees, avoids sending sensitive data outside, and works without an internet connection. However, the growth of local AI and the decline of data center AI are not the same proposition. Even if AI running on personal devices increases significantly, data centers are likely to remain the center of inference in terms of total compute and complex tasks. This is because not only model size, but also performance competition, user demand, batching, hardware utilization, and total cost of ownership all come into play. Three concepts to distinguish first different dimensions are often conflated in discussions of local AI. Category meaning opposite concept, open weight a model whose trained weights can be downloaded and used within the scope of a specified license, a model whose weights are not publicly available local on-device inference, running directly on a PC, smartphone, vehicle, or internal company equipment. Running in an external data center, self-hosting operating a model on a server, or in a data center selected by the user using the model provider's API open weight does not necessarily mean local. A company can serve an open weight model on a rented GPU cluster or in its own data center. Conversely, a device manufacturer can install a non-public small model on a smartphone. The real question, therefore, is not, are public models advancing, but in which compute environment is it more advantageous to process each task in terms of performance, cost, privacy, and operations? Open weight also does not automatically mean fully open source. Because the conditions governing use, redistribution, and derivative models vary by model license, the applicable license must be reviewed separately before commercial deployment. Future local models can catch up with today's best models' advances in quantization, knowledge distillation, pruning, inference engine optimization, and dedicated NPUs make it possible to handle the same level of tasks with less memory and power. It is entirely reasonable to expect that some capabilities requiring servers today may move to laptops or smartphones in a few years. However, the basis of comparison is not fixed. While future local models become comparable to today's best models, data center models may also advance in the following directions. More complex reasoning and planning processing, longer contexts, and large-scale search results multimodal tasks, combining images, audio, and video, reliable use of multiple tools, and external systems reasoning that uses multiple agents or candidate paths, the ability to detect and recover from errors. During long tasks, therefore, the proposition that today's best performance can someday be implemented locally differs from the proposition that the best performance available at that time can also be implemented locally. The former is likely to be realized through technological efficiency improvements, but the latter may remain difficult as long as the power, memory, networking, and accelerator scale offered by data centers continue to advance as well. The standard for performance that is good enough for users is also rising. Representative tasks for early generative AI included answering questions, summarizing short documents, drafting emails, and generating simple code. Small local models can also handle these tasks usefully. AI agents, by contrast, read entire code repositories, modify multiple files, run tests, and repeatedly perform searches and call external tools. Research agents must work for extended periods while comparing multiple sources and preserving intermediate results. Business automation agents must handle permissions, databases, and internal company systems. Errors at each step accumulate during long tasks. Even if the success rate of an individual step is high, the probability of completing the overall task successfully can drop substantially when dozens of judgments and tool calls must be performed in sequence. For this reason, users come to evaluate the following capabilities rather than merely the quality of a single answer. Does it maintain goals and constraints over long periods? Does it diagnose and recover from failed tool calls? Does it avoid presenting unverified content as fact? Does it consistently understand the broader context of code and documents? Does it reduce the number of times human intervention is required? If a stronger model reduces rework and supervision time, the total cost of the work may be lower, even if its price per token is higher. Conversely, an inexpensive local model may be more reasonable for short, repetitive tasks. Ultimately, the selection criteria are not just the model's price, but the cost of each completed task and the risk of failure. The key advantages of data centers are batching and resource sharing. Token generation by large language models depends heavily on repeatedly reading model weights from accelerator memory. When only a single request is processed, some of the capacity of massively parallel computing devices and memory bandwidth may remain underutilized. Serving systems group requests from different users into batches and perform matrix operations. This makes it possible to process multiple requests together in a single computation process, increasing compute density and throughput. Continuous batching, which removes completed requests and adds new ones, is a core technology for improving utilization in real-world services where input and output lengths vary. Batching does not completely eliminate costs in proportion to the number of requests. Each request has tokens and a KV cache that must be computed, and larger batches also increase memory usage and latency. Operators must balance the following factors. Tokens processed per second latency until the first token is produced, latency of output tokens for each request, memory occupied by the KV cache, the mix of long context and short context, request service level objectives, and the maximum number of concurrent requests. Nevertheless, because requests arrive continuously in large-scale services, it is easier to reduce idle time than with a personal GPU. Model replicas can be shared among multiple customers, the number of servers can be adjusted according to traffic, and some tasks can be moved to suitable accelerators. Personal GPUs tend to have low average utilization. Personal equipment is immediately available when needed, but it may spend most of the day idle. Even when multiple agents are run simultaneously, it is difficult to continuously fill the system with requests of varying lengths, as a large service does. The economics of local equipment depend not on maximum processing speed, but on actual utilization. Even if an expensive GPU is owned, using it for only a few hours per week increases the capital cost per effective token. Conversely, sustained workloads such as video production, software testing, or bulk document processing can raise the utilization of local equipment and make it cost competitive. Opening a local server to multiple people increases utilization and batching opportunities. But at that point, authentication, access control, job queues, incident response, cooling, and monitoring become necessary. Problems similar to those of data center operations emerge, even on a smaller scale. Data center accelerators differ in purpose and configuration. Consumer GPUs are also powerful for generative AI, but they are designed with gaming, graphics, and general-purpose computing in mind. Data center accelerators focus on large-capacity high-bandwidth memory, inter-accelerator connectivity, rack-scale expansion, and low-precision AI computation. The GeForce RTX 4090 is a consumer GPU, while the NVIDIA B200 is a data center AI accelerator. According to estimates compared by the author, the NVIDIA B200 delivers approximately 3 times the compute performance of the RTX 4090 at a similar power level, with nearly 4 times the memory bandwidth. This difference favors data centers when loading large models into memory and serving them at high throughput. However, the performance figures of the two products should not be compared as a simple ratio. Published AI compute figures may differ in precision, whether sparsity is applied, power limits, and system configuration. Actual inference performance must be assessed with benchmarks that match the model architecture, quantization method, batch size, context length, and software stack. Splitting a large model across multiple accelerators also incurs communication costs. Data centers provide high-speed interconnects and optimized networks, but distributed inference is not free. For a small model, running it on a single consumer GPU may instead be simpler and more efficient. How to calculate the actual cost of local inference? The calculation that inference is free after buying the GPU excludes capital and operating costs. All of the following items must be included: local total cost of ownership purchase, cost expected resale value, plus electricity cost, plus cooling cost, plus repair replacement cost, plus value of operating time, dividing this by the actual number of effective tokens generated or tasks completed yields a comparable unit cost. It is more accurate to calculate based on usable outputs after review rather than simple output tokens. Electricity costs can be estimated as follows: average power consumption, KW, times runtime H, times electricity rate, power supply losses, and the power consumed by the CPU, memory, storage devices, and cooling equipment must also be included. Because electricity rates and equipment usage times vary significantly by region, it is inappropriate to provide a fixed monthly electricity cost that applies to every user. Total cloud cost may include data transfer, latency, provider switching costs, usage limits, and the cost of managing sensitive information, in addition to API or subscription fees. When usage is small or irregular, pay-as-you-go services tend to be advantageous. For steady, predictable, high-volume workloads, owned equipment or reserved infrastructure may become more favorable. Areas where local AI has clear advantages, the economics of data centers do not eliminate the need for local AI. Under the following conditions, data control, availability, or response time may matter more than having the best model. Situation advantages of local execution: constraints to check offline environment, operates regardless of internet outages or communication restrictions, device performance and battery consumption, sensitive information processing raw data does not have to be sent to external servers, device theft, malware and protection of local logs, keyboard voice assistance, low latency and immediate response, model size and accuracy, repetitive small-scale classification, low marginal cost when usage is sufficient, initial development equipment costs, vehicle factory field control makes decisions quickly. Without network round-trip safety validation and update system's personalization features, uses user context stored on the device permission management and data deletion privacy also cannot be judged in binary terms such as local is safe, cloud is risky. Data can be exposed if local equipment is infected or its disk is not encrypted. Conversely, cloud services can provide limits on data retention, encryption, and isolated execution environments, but users must verify the actual technical architecture and contractual terms. The most likely form is hybrid AI. Local systems and data centers are more likely to divide roles than for one to completely replace the other. The device handles voice detection, removal of personal information, short classifications, and simple generation. A local router assesses task difficulty and sensitivity. A data center model is called only when complex reasoning, long context, or large-scale search is required. Some of the results are verified locally or combined with user data. If the connection is lost, the system switches to a local model with limited functionality. This architecture reduces cloud calls while still allowing a strong model to be used when needed. Providers can use small models for filtering, routing, and draft generation, assigning large models only to difficult requests. Users can also run public models locally while connecting a separate data center model as a supplementary tool. The metric for most inference must be defined first. The relative shares of local AI and data center AI can look completely different depending on the unit of measurement. This distinction is often missing from simple market share debates. Number of requests. If short autocomplete or classification requests on smartphones become numerous, the local share may be high. Number of generated tokens. If long documents and agent tasks are concentrated in the cloud, the data center share may be high. Compute, difficult reasoning, generation of multiple candidates, and multimodal processing may drive up total data center compute. Spending, expensive enterprise services, and infrastructure may increase the data center share of spending. User perceived time. Always-on local assistant features may make users feel that they use local AI more often. It is therefore possible that the number of local requests will become greater in the future, while total AI compute, complex tasks, and related spending remain concentrated in data centers. Statements such as all AI is going local and local AI is not important both overlook this distinction. Variables that could change the outlook, the data center-centric outlook is not a fixed law. The local share could grow faster than expected if the following changes occur. Model capabilities effectively reach saturation across many tasks, reducing the value of stronger models. Low-power devices with high memory capacity and bandwidth become widely available. Distillation and quantization greatly reduce model size with almost no loss of advanced reasoning capabilities. Privacy. National security regulations severely restrict transmission to external servers. Constraints involving power grids, cooling water, semiconductor supply, or permits slow data center expansion. Technologies and incentive systems for securely pooling distributed device resources mature. Conversely, if agent tasks become longer, video generation and real-time multimodal processing become widespread, and accelerator utilization and power efficiency in data centers continue to improve, the advantage of centralized inference may grow stronger. Conclusion: local AI is not a peripheral technology that will disappear. It is likely to become an essential layer for smartphone assistance features, sensitive information processing, offline work, and services where latency matters. Open-weight models also broaden choice and self-hosting capabilities while helping reduce provider lock-in. However, it is difficult to conclude that improvements in model efficiency alone will eliminate the need for data centers. The standard for top performance and user expectations are rising together. While data centers have structural advantages in batching, high accelerator utilization, large capacity high bandwidth memory, and resource sharing. The most persuasive long-term outlook is neither a local victory nor a cloud monopoly. It is a layered architecture in which short, sensitive, and immediate tasks are processed on devices, while complex, long, and costly tasks are sent to data centers. In this environment, the key competitive advantages will not be the size of a single model, but routing tasks to the appropriate execution location, controlling costs, and governing data.